Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one. The Justice Department released a huge batch of Epstein files just after midnight last night. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has the new revelations.
The overnight release contained more than 10 gigabytes of data. An FBI email sent the day after Epstein's 2019 arrest sought an update on the, quote, 10 co-conspirators. The Justice Department has since said there was no evidence to support charging anyone other than Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Files also contain an email from a federal prosecutor who noted in 2020 that Donald Trump flew on Epstein's private plane in the 1990s, quote, many more times than previously has been reported or that we were aware. President Trump says he ended his friendship with Epstein after he stole employees from Mar-a-Lago.
Authorities have not accused President Trump of criminal wrongdoing related to Epstein. And Stephen Portnoy mentioned more than 10 gigabytes of data released overnight. To put that into perspective, we're talking about more than 30,000 documents. That's a lot.
Number two, the FDA has approved a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. That makes it the first daily oral medication to treat obesity. CBS's chief medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook, has the details.
For many patients, affordability remains an issue.
I do think that having an oral option will be really helpful, one for improving access, but also as another tool that we can offer patients.
Results and side effects are similar to the injectable version. The Wegovy pills should be available in a few weeks.
Number three. What's that sound? It's a sound of me buying a Powerball ticket. Me, maybe you, and a bunch of your neighbors, too. No one matched all six numbers for the Powerball jackpot last night. That means the jackpot now stands at an estimated $1.7 billion. $1.7 billion. Pooh! That makes it one of the largest lottery prizes in U.S. history. Fourth largest, to be exact. Some people have the machine pick their numbers. Others, like Richard Hewitt, choose their own numbers, sometimes based on significant dates.
I lost my wife this year, so I have the date we met and the date we got married on one of the tickets, and then our birthday's on the other ticket. So, kind of hopefully it'd be good luck.
How sweet is that?
That's very sweet.
Don't you kind of want him to win something at least?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Good luck to Richard and good luck to you if you're playing. Your next chance to win Powerball is tomorrow night, Christmas Eve. Could be a great stocking stuffer if you're still looking for a last minute gift.
Come on. At some point, investing $2 to possibly get $1.7 billion back, no one would say that's a dumb investment. It's just a couple of bucks. Have some fun.
I think I am going to go to the gas station tonight.
Do you know what I did the last two drawings? I went with my gut and I chose the Powerball. Usually I just go with quick picks. And I chose 7 yesterday and 7 was the Powerball. And the drawing before, I chose 20 and 20 was the Powerball. So I can at least get my money back.
Oh,
but isn't that funny?
No, see, I'll take that. I like that. My husband bought 2 tickets for like the last 2 drawings and we got nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, it'd just be nice
it
to
takes
get
the
money
unfun-
back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the part.
Yeah.
You play.
And I will tell you,
lose.
Just like Richard Hewitt, who you just played, I normally just go all quick picks. And I just felt it. And I chose birthdays of my dad and me, chose birthdays of my boyfriend and anniversary. Like, and some of those numbers hit better than the quick picks.
Well, that's fun. Don't quote me on this because I'd have to look it up. But I thought that usually the quick picks hit more often.
That's what I thought.
Because I do like to choose my own. I think it's kind of fun and
yeah.
It feels more meaningful. But I think that the quick picks typically hit more.
That's what I thought. So that's why I was surprised to get my lucky numbers.
All right.
Good luck, everybody.